and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, I found in my Christian life that sometimes people, they say things that will hurt you. I don't know if you've had people to say something to you and cause you a problem. But, you know, sometimes as a Christian, we have people who would look at us and say, oh, you Christian, you think you're so good. You think that, you can't do any wrong. Not. Well, actually, we don't say that because we're still in the flesh and we do things that are wrong. We still make mistakes because we're human beings. But God sees the real me. He sees the real you. If you've been born again, you've been saved. He sees you. He sees the real person. And when he looks at you, he sees Jesus Christ because you've trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I talked about this last time about peace. When someone comes along and they start ridiculing you and they have a way of getting under your skin, you see, they don't even realize that they're being used of the devil. Now, I didn't say they were of the devil. I said they're being used by the devil. And quite frankly, if they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, John 8:44 says they are of their father, the devil, if they've never been saved. But once again, people, and let me say this, sometimes Christians will get under your skin. They will say things that bother you. But there's something that, let me go even further. There's all sorts of things in this life, in this world, that bothers us, even as saved people. But I mentioned last time about the peace of God that passes all understanding. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. First, you see, because he trusteth in thee, you get saved. And then your mind can be stayed on the Lord through the word of God, through prayer. Trusting Jesus, not only for salvation, but trusting him for that peace that passes all understanding. We can't understand everything about God, but thank God he understands everything about us. And he knew we needed a Savior, and he sent his Son to give us eternal life. That is, if we will ask him to come into our heart, if we will trust him as Savior. Well, there's an evidence of justification. We're talking about justification. And there's 10 aspects, and if you haven't gotten all of these, go to one of our websites, lrwm.org, lrwm.org, and you'll see another website you can click onto. But you go there, and you'll be able to download these programs that we go through, this justification. The 10 aspects or results or whatever you want to call that, there's 10 things that we've been going through about justification. And the last one I'd like to speak to you about is the evidence of justification. See, people see, once again, I talked about people, how that they can cause you problems. You know, they're people. We're people. And we have a tendency to get under each other's skin and cause each other some problems. But people see our justification by our works many times. Our works, our actions, our behavior, our testimony is how our justification becomes visible to people. James 2:14-22. It says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Well, by that, some people look at those verses and they say, well, you see there, a man has to work his way to heaven. A man has to do things to be able to go to heaven. It's all up to the man. Well, God is there, but it's up to the man to work in order to go. That is not what those verses are teaching. Those verses are teaching us that other people see us. Other people watch us. And they, in essence, are pronouncing judgment upon our lives when they see what we do and what we don't do. It's the other person that's watching us that, if our testimony is not one that is of God, if we're not living for God, if we're not doing the things of God as saved people, then people look at us and say, well, I'm as good as that person. I can go to heaven just like they say they're going to go to heaven. If they're going to go to heaven, then I'm going to go too. Well, that's not the case. Our testimony is very important to this lost and dying world. We must make our lives count for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our lives must be one that is exemplary, one that holds out Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, not only letting people know that we're saved, but showing them we're saved by being true to the Lord. Now, we're not kept saved. We're not saved, and we're not kept saved by works. People need to understand this. It's by the grace of God that any of us is saved, and that's what we've been going through and looking at the word justification. Now, people watch us. My wife and I were recently in a place. We had been in one of the big box stores where they have a little restaurant set up there, and we were having a hot dog. We were sitting at the table, and before we ate, we bowed our heads, and I thanked the Lord for the food that we were about to have. Well, we started going through the store then, doing a little shopping there, and a lady walked up and said, you know, I saw you praying, and that was so good. I saw you praying over your food. You see, people watch us when we don't even realize they're watching. So we need to be the people of God that brings honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a testimony that the world sees and says, you know, that person, I want what they have, because they must know God. We are not justified by works, but by faith in the sight of God. Romans chapter 4 and verse 5 says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. You don't have to do a thing. You don't have to work to do anything to go to heaven, but your testimony counts. And people watch your testimony. By your works, they see what you're doing. They see you. And let them want what you have. Live for the Lord and let the world see it. Now, one final thing about justification, the hope of justification. You see, this has to do with the future. In God's sight, we are already in heaven, glorified, because we have been justified. Glorification is guaranteed for the believer, and in the mind of God, it is already done. Romans chapter 8 and verse 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Well, now, let me stop just a moment here. And you remember that word back here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 3. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate. Well, about the word predestinate, let's look at that just a moment. There is no predestination from God until after justification. You see, sir, there are some people who say that everybody, you have been chosen by God to go to heaven or go to hell. They say that everybody has been chosen one place or another by God to go one place or another. Well, that is a lie from the pit of hell. There is no predestination from God until after justification. God has called the justified to come out from among them, to present their bodies a living sacrifice to Him. And still, God forces no one to do anything, even after you're saved. And this is what we talked about letting people see your testimony. God doesn't force you to do that. We need to do that because of the grace of God, because we are saved. And predestination, God does not choose certain individuals to go to heaven and certain individuals to go to hell. Do not believe that. We are predestined after we get saved to be conformed to His image. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." To come out from among them means we are not to live like the unsaved, the ungodly people of this world. Our body, what we do with our bodies, is to be used for God's glory, not for the glory of the devil. Now, I'm sure maybe you've heard the old saying, don't get the cart before the horse. Well, this is what a lot of people do in the world, using seeing the word predestination. Predestination, I remind you once again, does not take place until after the person is saved. We've been predestined as saved people to do the things God wants us to do. Notice once again Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. "Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." Remember, justification comes before predestination. Salvation comes before predestination. We have been predestined to become like Jesus Christ more and more. Now, I've said earlier that we're preparing somewhere, or right now, to be somewhere forever. You're either preparing now to be in heaven or hell. You've either prepared to go to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as an unsaved person, you are prepared. You don't even have to prepare yourself for this. You're prepared right now to go to hell without Jesus Christ. You must trust Him as your Lord and Savior in order to go to heaven and stay out of hell. I mean, that's as plain as it can be. The Word of God is plain. It says that if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're on your way to the devil's hell right now. You're condemned right now. But there's good news that Jesus Christ, He didn't come to condemn you because He didn't have to. You're condemned already. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to save you so that you could be in heaven with Him one day and you wouldn't have to go to a devil's hell. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren," that's the saved people, brethren, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service," nothing out of the ordinary, nothing more than you can do, but your reasonable service, "and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, we looked earlier about the mind, about keeping our mind stayed upon the Lord, getting into the Word of God, about prayer, praying to the Lord, talking to the Lord, and then letting Him talk to us in the Word from the Word of God. That's how our minds get renewed. We're renewed by getting into the Word of God, by praying to the Lord, by looking at Him for everything that we need, turning to Him and letting Him keep our minds in perfect peace. Do you know Him today as your Savior? Jesus Christ came to save you if you've never trusted Him. He wants you right now to say, "Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry, Lord, that I haven't trusted You before. Please come into my heart. I'm receiving You right now as my Lord and Savior." Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And that's you right now. Call upon Him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.